So pray for the children, pray for the Sunday school teachers.
那呢，我们就为主日学祷告，也为主日学的老师来祷告。
So remember, when we serve the Lord, it's not a burden; it's always a joy.
那你要知道，我们服侍神呢，不是一个重担，而是一个祝福，一个喜乐。
Whenever it becomes a burden, you need to ask the Lord what's wrong.
如果你觉得服侍神是一个重担的话，你就要问神什么地方做错了吗？
Many people always say, Pastor Bing, you must be very, very, very busy. I wanted to call you, but you might be very busy.
那很多人都说，哎呀，王敏牧师，你肯定很忙。我非常想打电话给你，但是我觉得你肯定很忙。
I told the person, I'm not busy.
然后我就跟他说，哎，我不忙呀。
I was before. I was busy. Now I'm not busy.
我说以前我是挺忙的，但我现在不忙了。
Why? Because Jesus said, "Your burden is light; my yoke is easy."
为什么呢？因为耶稣说，你的担子是轻省的，你的轭是容易的。
If we serve the Lord with a very heavy burden and a very heavy yoke, something is wrong.
如果呢，你服侍神的时候呢，你的担子又重，你的轭又重的话，肯定是出了什么问题。
If you are following the Lord and you find the burden is heavy and your yoke is big and heavy.Something is wrong.
如果呢，你觉得你跟随神，可是你的担子又很重，你的轭也很重的话，那肯定是什么地方出错了。
Something wrong with how you read the Bible.
那肯定是你读圣经有些地方出错了。
Something wrong with how you were taught and how you pray.
肯定是就是你的被教导或者是你祷告的时候什么地方出错了。
So I for a long time I said, Lord, you know, being a pastor.You said the burden is light, yoke is easy. Why I didn't feel so?
那有很长一段时间呢，我就问神，神啊，我是牧师，我说为什么你说你的担子是轻省，你的轭是容易的，可是我觉得这么累呢
？The Lord was Lord started teaching me gradually. He said basically you did a lot of things I didn't ask you to do. Very simple.
那我神也教导我很多，基本上来说就是呢，神跟我说我做了很多他没有让我去做的事情。
Once I was going to preach in a big church, they invited me. I wanted to preach a very good message, so I fasted for 3 days for a good message.
那有一次一个很大的教会请我去讲道，然后我为了准备这个讲道呢，我就3天禁食祷告。
I wanted to preach a very good message.
因为我很想就是讲一个非常好的道。
At the end of that day of fasting, I saw a vision.
那我在这个3天的禁食祷告之后的最后那个时候呢，我看到了一个异象。
I see a vision about one verse in Proverbs. It says, "If one it's a golden apple fall into a silver net."
他就是看到一个意象呢，就是箴言里边讲的那一句，就是一个金苹果掉到一个银网子里。
So that's interesting. I remember something like that. I went back to the Bible. The verse says, if one word, timely word, and then it's like golden apple fall into the silver net.
那我就是回到圣经去找这个经文的时候呢，他这里讲的就是，如果你的话一句话说的是合宜的话，合宜。然后呢，就像一个金苹果落到银网子里。
Basically, I said, "Oh God," I said, "Lord is saying, you fast for 3 days, you want to get many words."
基本上来说，神就说你想禁食祷告3天，就是为了讲很多很多话吗
？That's good, but if you have one word, timely word, it's good enough.
但是呢，你讲很多是很好，但是呢，如果你在一个合适的时间讲一句有用的话，就更好了。
That's like golden apple fall into the silver net.
就像一个金苹果落在银网子里，是个完美的。
I think everybody can register in your brain. That's the truth.
那你们自己想看，确实这就是一个真理。
How many people accomplished a good thing by saying a lot of words?
那有多少位就是通过你讲很多的话成就了一些事情？
You might find if you say less words, the result is better.
可能你会觉得少说几句反倒效果更好。
I think all of us will raise the hand, including me.
我相信每个人都会举手的，包括我自己。
Yeah. So, you know, we will pray for that spirit of joy and love in among us. Everything will be easy.
那我们就祷告那个是那个喜乐的灵，自由的灵在我里面，那我们就是是带着是轻省容易的。
So being a Sunday school teacher is going to be easy.
所以呢成为一个主日学的老师是容易的。
And being a pastor is very easy.
当一个牧师也是非常容易的。
It's the easiest job on the earth.
是世界上最容易的工作。
You know why?
为什么呢？
There's once there's my daughter's piano teacher, a very famous German man. He said, "Oh, you are a pastor. Pastor is the most difficult job on earth."
那我有一个我女儿的钢琴老师，一个非常有名的一个德国人，他就跟我说，哎呀，你是牧师，牧师是世界上最难的工作。
And also he said, "The pastor is also the most important job."
那他也说牧师呢也是这个最重要的一个工作。
Because he's also a Christian.
因为他也是个基督徒。
But however, I agree with the latter, not the former.
但是我就是同意他后面讲的，不同意他前面讲的。
Because it is important, but it's not the most difficult.
是很重要，但并不是最难的一个工作。
Of course, you have to have a calling to be a pastor.
那当然了，你要有神的呼召，你才可以成为一个牧师。
BecauseJesus is going to be with you all the time.
因为呢，耶稣呢，他会一直与你同在。
So when He's with you, everything is easy.
那当他与你同在的时候呢，任何的事情都是容易的。
Amen.
Amen.
I will continue to talk about this vision. When God gives revelation, things are easy.
那我继续的来讲神给的这个启示，这个意象。当那个神说话的时候，什么事情都会简单。
I shared some time ago. There was a sister when we were praying and fasting.She saw a vision about this face.
那呢，这个
It's like a human face.
那前段时间呢，我分享了一个姐妹在看到了一个异象，就看见了这个异象呢，就像一个人的脸一样，说写了几个字。
So in the heaven, on the left side is a big letter Father Fu, and it's in Chinese. She was a Chinese, and the right side is the Lord.
那呢，这个姐妹是中国人，她看到呢天上写了几个中国字，然后呢，在这个最右边写的是父，然后在地最左边写的是主。
And in the middle is a big word, which is a face.
那呢，在中间最大的一个字呢，写的就是这个面。
And on the left side, a small word, echo, it means rely on.
然后在这个底下呢，右边呢写的是依靠。
And I talked all about this already. I talked about the last word.
那我之前已经把这些都讲完了，我今天讲最后的这个。
This is in Chinese, 扶持。
So, 扶持 sustain.
English is support and help and aid. Basically, you help each other. Okay. So why these words, when God revealed this?Basically, it means it's very important.
那为什么主把这些字呢就启示出来呢？就是因为这些字非常重要。
Yeah, knowing He's a Father, we can always approach Him without condemnation because He loves us so much.
那呢，我们要知道他是父呢，他父是爱我们的父，我们可以不管什么情况都可以来到他的面前。
When we know He's the Lord, we know that what He says, He will do it. He is the Lord of the universe.Lord of our salvation, He is the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
那呢，我们要知道他是我们的主，他在我们他要知道他是创造宇宙万物这个全能的主，然后他要做的事情，他开始工作，他必要完成。
And faith means we need to establish that relationship always. The relationship is the most important, face to face.
那呢，这个面呢，就是我们跟他的关系是最重要的，我们要跟他们，要跟神来面对面。
Without knowing His face, you can read your Bible and read and interpret in a very weird way.
那如果你不认识神，没有跟他有这个关系的话呢，你读经的时候，可能你解经的时候就会有一个很奇怪的，就是一个解经方法。
There are many things like that.
有很多很多这样子的例子。
We have to have a living relationship with our Lord.
我们必须要跟神有一个，就是有一个亲密的关系。
That's seeing His face.
那就是要先见到他的面。
When he see his face, you know what he's thinking.
如果你看到他的面，见到他的面，你就知道他想的是什么。
You know, you will understand his words, written words much better.
你会更加的理解他书面上的话语。
You can ask him.
你可以
What does that mean?
你可以问他这个是什么意思。
So this is very important. And last Sunday I talked about this relying on.
那我上个星期天呢，我讲的就是依靠。
Relying on the Lord.
就是依靠神。
No matter how strong you are.
不管你是否强壮。
Rely on the Lord.
要依靠神。
And also we depend on each other. Don't be too independent.
那我们也彼此的需要，不要就是好像自己觉得自己什么都可以做。
I think all of us know that.
我相信每个
人。We are very limited.
我相信每个人都知道，因为我们每个人都是有限的。
There's a Chinese saying Confucius said that after we are 40, you know, and we know.
那在孔。
We know we can do what we cannot do.
那孔子说什么四十而立。
四十不惑，
四十不惑，就是我知道，就是我知道我能做的，我知道我不能做的。
You are not confused anymore.
你就不会再疑惑了。
And 五十而知天命 ，basically after 50, you know your destiny.
对，五十而知天命。
Okay, basically we need to rely on the Lord and also need to recognize other people's gifts.
所以呢，我们就是要知道我们的需要，不是，我们依靠神，也知道就是彼此扶持，知道彼此。
But today we are going to talk about this support 扶持。
扶持，我们今天就讲最后这个扶持。
Okay. Now I speaking Chinese. 扶持，大家解释一下扶持是什么意思
？So what does it mean to you know like support each other or sustain you know?
大家可以来讲。帮助 ，OK， 怎么样扶持？大家说一两句。
How do you sustain? I mean, how do you support each other?
OK, when somebody is falling down, you give him a hand. That's great. Yes. Who else?
扶持，两个人一起这样子走，就是扶持。
OK, two people hold hands and walk together. That's amazing too.
When someone asks you for help, and you give them help.
有人问。要帮助的时候，你就提供这个帮助。
这个扶持里面含有带有很大能量的这种帮助，应该就是不是普通的帮助。
嗯。
So that's a great power to support. Yes.
Finish.
Yeah.
How about when you know somebody is going through something really difficult, and maybe you can't help them, but you know somebody else who can in your midst, right?
That's also true. Yes.
就是你有朋友呢，有一个需要，但是你没有办法提供，但是你可以知道别人可以提供。你是举手吗？
对，我给我看扶持两个字都有提手旁，我理解的到的就是应该一种陪伴吧，一直
有动作
给人帮助。
So these two words are on the left side. This means that you know you need to do something with your hands.
Hands. Yeah. This part is hand.Chinese,
in Chinese,
both have this hand part.
Yeah, so
means doing something.
Yeah.
It's practical help. Yes, the sister saw this in Chinese, not in English. Okay.
那个姐妹在看到这个意象的是中文的意象。
It's 也很特别的。这个呢有一个夫，对吧？
你写上。
而且有一个赤，对吧？对吧？This part is a man. This part is what?
Temple.
Temple is the place to worship.
Wow.
Sorry.
他就是说这个扶持呢，这个是父不是丈夫的意思。
丈夫
的意思。
No.
这个是就是那个
庙。
庙。
Yeah. Basically, we need strong man. We need God.
就是说我们又需要人，也需要神。
所以扶持呢，就是说我们要去找人，
so,
我们要去帮人。
So to support is that we need to get help from others.
Give help.
Give help to others.
And this 依靠 and relying on is you want, you ask for help.
那这个依靠就是你去找人的帮助。
The both are needed.
那这两方面都是需要的。
Some people find it's very difficult to.Rely on other people.
那有些人觉得呢，他去依靠别人很难。
There's something need to be overcome.
需要就是克服一些问题。
Maybe it's our pride.
可能是我们的骄傲。
Maybe it's our self-sufficiency.
可能是我们自己觉得自己可以供应给自己。
Something needs to be changed.
一定要有一些改变。
Before we, you know, find these things are too heavy for us.
就是在我们觉得担子太重之前。
But this, the support is that, you want to give other people a hand before even they ask.
那这个扶持呢，就是呢，你想要别人问要求要求给你就已经提供这个帮助了。
Maybe they already ask, maybe they do not ask. You realize you need to give a hand.
可能他已经问你要帮助，或者他还没有问你，你就知道你要给出这个帮助。
The English word, give a hand is very interesting. Just like this Chinese word, you will have a hand part. This is a part of the hand.
那这个英文讲的很有趣，英文说帮助就是给一个手，就是跟我们这个字也很像，就是真的是要伸出一个手。
So this is basically very, very, vivid because we need to be very practical to give practical help.
那呢，这个是很有趣，就是我们需要很实际的给出一个实际的帮助。
Our life is very practical.
那我们的生活也是非常实际的。
Do you agree?
那你同意吗？
You know, actually, Jesus was very, very practical.
其实呢，耶稣呢，他是一个非常实际的一个神。
He came as God. He came down to the earth.
那个神，他是一个神，但是呢，他却成为肉身来到世上。
But some of us Christians, we are humans, but we always fly in the air.
那我们基督徒虽然我们呢都是人，但是我们常常就浮在天空上。
There's a word, Chinese word is 不食人间烟火。We as if we don't eat food, we don't need to go to the bathroom. We are holy people.
Yes. 那有一个周围的，就是说不食人间烟火，就好像我们。不吃不喝不上厕所，就像一个神仙一样。
No, Jesus came to make us to be real healthy humans.
但是不是这样子的？耶稣来呢，是让我们成为一个健康的一个人。
So whatever we do, we have to be very practical.
那呢，所以我们不管我们做什么呢，都必须是一个很实际的东西。
With our hands.
用手做的。
Don't just with my mouth.
不只是做用嘴巴来做。
I think if I created these words, I will put this mouth here.I don't know what is that. But thank God, our ancestors know life is practical. They put this hand here.
那如果我是造字这个人，我可能就把两个口放在这个扶持的。但是感谢我们的祖先很聪明哈，知道把用提手旁来写这个字。
So if you ask the people in 21st century to create these words, they will use mouth, always mouth, because we have so much information.
那你用这个二十一世纪的人呢来创造这个字的话，肯定他们就用口来创造，来写这个字了。
Our ancestors, they know they have to put food on the table for their children.
那我们的祖先知道啊，他们必须要就是努力的把这个食物放在孩子的前面。
They cannot just talk.
可以只是用嘴巴说。
Now we talk too much.
那现在呢，我们真的是讲太多。
Don't you know that, now we talk too much actually is doing the opposite of this, 扶持。
那如果其实我们讲太多，其实是正好跟这个违背的，这个扶持这个字。
Actually, Satan is mainly using that to destroy families, the parent-kid relationships.And the relationships between brothers and sisters in the church.
那其实呢，仇敌呢，就是用这个话语呢来攻击，就是家庭，就是夫妻关系，儿女亲子关系，还有教会的兄弟姐妹的关系。
So we go back. We need to go back to use our hands to give people a hand.
那所以呢，我们要回到这个真正的扶持，用我们的手来帮助。
So let's go to Bible Isaiah chapter 42.
那我们先翻到以赛亚书第42
And see how Bible talk about this 扶持 this support.
以赛亚书四十二章，我们看一下圣经是怎么说，怎么来讲扶持这个字。
Okay, I will read the English and Anna will read the Chinese.
那我用英文讲，我 Anna 用中文来读。
1 to 8. Here it's talking about Isaiah was prophesying about Jesus Christ.
那这个以赛亚呢，他在当时在预言就是耶稣基督。
It's 680 BC.
那就是大概是公元前
680年。So before Christ was born, 680 years ago.
就是在耶稣基督诞生之前的680年。
Here is my servant whom I uphold.
那看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持的。
This uphold means, yeah, I suppose sustain.
所以这个扶持呢，就是刚才我们讲的，就是这个中英文里的 uphold 就是刚才说的这个扶持。
My chosen one, in whom I delight.
那所拣选的，我心里所喜悦的。
I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations.
我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets.
他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff off.
压山的芦苇他不折断，江城的灯火他不吹灭。
In faithfulness he will bring forth justice.
他凭真理将公理传开。
He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth.
他不灰心也不上胆，直到他在地上设立公理。
In his law the islands will put their hope.
海岛都等候他的训诲。
So this is what God the Lord says, He who created the heavens and stretched them out.
那这个耶和华他的如此说，就铺张诸天，创造诸天，铺张穹苍。
Who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people.
那铺张穹苍，将地和地所出的一并铺开，赐。
And life to those who walk on it.
是气息给地上的众人。
I the Lord have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles.
我耶和华凭公义招你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众人的中保。
To open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison.
做外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出监牢。
And to release from the dungeons those who sit in darkness, I am the Lord, that is my name.
领坐黑暗的出监牢，我是耶和华，这是我的名。
I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols.
我必不将我的荣耀归给假神。
See, the former things have taken place, and the new things I declare.
也不将我的称赞归于雕刻的偶像，看哪，先前的事已经成就。
Before they spring into being, I announce them to you.
现在我将先是说明，在这事未发之前，我就先说给你们听。
You see here, Isaiah prophesied. Actually, when Jesus come, the Father will uphold him, and also it says that I will. Here it says, I will actually use my hand to support you.
那呢，这个以赛亚就是在预言这个耶稣基督的时候，他就说了，这个耶稣基督，这个他是被神所扶持的。
You see, in verse one, it said, "Whom I uphold."
这里讲到就是我所扶持的。
And in verse six, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand.
那第六节他也说呢，我耶和华凭公义招你，必搀扶你的手。
So that.Our Lord Jesus Christ can finish the job on earth.
以至于这个耶稣基督呢，能够完成在世的工作。
Now, if Jesus Christ needed the Father to give him a hand, how about you and me?
那如果耶稣基督都需要父呢来扶持他，更何况你和我呢？
We'd better realize we always need a hand.
我们真的是要知道我们需要被扶持。
We'd better.
我们需要被扶持，我们要知道。
And then the next verse said that a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snap off.
那这里讲压伤的芦苇它也不折断，江城的灯火它也不吹灭。
Basically, Jesus' mission is come to save and to help and to heal those ones who are bruised, and it's time.
那呢，耶稣基督的使命呢，就是来救这些，就是好像压伤的芦苇，这些僵残的灯火。
You know, the bruised reed is something people think is useless.
那呢，这个压伤的芦苇呢，对于人来讲，好像是一个没有用的东西了。
I don't know if you grew up from the river banks. I grew up from, you know, river bank. Always swim in the river. I know the reed is the most useless thing people think.
那你知道不知道有没有就是住过河边？我小时候住河边。然后常常在河里游泳，那其实这个芦苇呢，是对人来讲是最没有用的一个东西。
And also easy to break.
也非常容易被折断。
The Lord used this one to symbolize the weak people. People think they are weak, they are useless.
那神呢，就是用这个来比喻，就是那些自己认为自己没有任何能力的人。
But the Lord said he will not break.
但是神说了，他不会把这个压上的芦苇来折断。
Yeah, people will break.
人是会折断你。
But the Lord will not.
但是神不会。
And also the smoldering wick.
还有这个僵残的灯火。
You know, just like old man, we said that, you know, like it's like a smoldering wick.
那我们中文讲就是那个老人，就像那个要被吹灭的灯火，烛。
And, you know, the humans think this is going to be gone.Useless, no value anymore.
那对人来讲呢，他们都觉得哦，这个没有什么用的东西，很快就是会烧灭了，没了。
But the Lord says, He will not snuff out.
但是呢，神却说呢，他不会吹灭。
So He will make it continue to shine.
他会让这个灯火呢，继续的来照亮。
That's why He gives us a new life.
所以呢，他把这个新的生命给我们。
You see, this is how Jesus came to 扶持 to support us, sustain us.
所以呢，这就是耶稣基督怎么来扶持我们。
He knows we are weak.
他知道我们是软弱的。
He knows we need a hand.
他知道我们需要就是被拉一把。
In everything we do, we need a hand.
那在我们任何的方面呢，我们都需要有人拉我们一把。
There are many, many verses. I just quickly quote a few verses in the New Testament. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord Jesus Christ himself also cried for help.
那呢，就是还有很多经文，我们就快讲几个。就是有没有记得在客西马尼园，耶稣要上十字架之前，他的祷告，他要祷告。
We can go to Matthew 26:36-38.
那我翻到马太福音26:36-38。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he started. He said, the Bible said, and in verse 37, he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
那在这个客西马尼园的时候呢，这里37讲到。这个耶稣带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧伤起来，极其难过。
And then what he said is this.
然后他这么说。
Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me."
他说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”
You see, when Jesus Christ came to be a man.He basically come on the position of Adam to redeem us. He's a totally, he's a full man.
那你知道耶稣基督呢成为人，他代替了这个亚当的这个身份，他就是一个完全的人。
He needs to go through all the things man has to go through.
他需要经历我们作为人所要经历的这一切。
So he's here, he's fully God, but now is a fully man, and he suffer in his body.
那他是一个全然的神，但他也是一个人。他这个时候呢，他就要经历这个肉体上的这个痛苦。
He has a body of flesh. He has pain.
那我们有肉，他有肉体，他有痛苦。
He has emotions.
他有就是他都有情绪。
He has thoughts.
他也有他的想法。
He has his own will.
他也有他自己的意念意愿。
That's why he finds he's struggling.
所以呢，他这个时候他觉得自己好像在。
Even he prayed his father, if you can, take this cup away.
是以至于他甚至跟神祷告说：“神啊，若是你愿意的话，将这杯挪去。”
What does that mean?
什么意思？
Basically, he said, I don't want to go to the cross.
意思就是很简单，我不想上这个十字架。
This is not what I said. It's Bible. It's written in the Bible.
这不是我说的，是圣经上写的。
How do you read your Bible?
你怎么读你的圣经？
Maybe you try to make a Jesus very beautiful as a hero.
那可能你设想的这个耶稣是非常完美的，是一个就是一个啊、英雄。
It's like that, you know, in the movies, this 钢铁侠 Iron Man, or 刀枪不入 okay, you no sword can kill him.
对，你可能觉得你是钢铁侠 Iron Man.
No, no, no. Jesus come with flesh.
但是耶稣来呢，他是带着肉体而来的。
He said, Father, if possible, could you take this cup away from me?
他说，神啊，如果可以的话，能不能将这杯挪去？
So, brother, sister, you should be thankful you have a flesh.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，你要感恩，你现在还活在肉体中。
Because Jesus come into flesh, that means your flesh is important.
那耶稣既然呢，他是肉体的形象，到了神。
Okay, we give a hand clap that we have flesh.
我说呢，我们知道我们肉体很重要，我们为我们的肉体感恩。
We thank God that we are humans.
那我们也感恩我们是人。
Because Jesus loved to be a human.
因为呢，神爱世人。
We'd better live happily to be a human.
所以我们作为人还是世人，我们要感恩。
You see, we also need to give us a hand clap. If Jesus struggles, if we struggle, it's okay.
所以呢，我们也要感恩。当耶稣挣扎，我们也挣扎，所以我们要感恩。
So it's our Lord struggles.We can also struggle.
你看我们的神，他都在挣扎，更何况我们呢？所以我们有挣扎是可以来感恩的。
So do you think my preaching is okay?
觉得我的讲道讲的还可以吗
？No, this is written in the Bible. I didn't preach something else. Jesus himself said.
那这个是圣经上所说的，这是圣经上就这么写的。
So we know Jesus need help.
所以我们知道，连耶稣基督。
In his flesh.
连耶稣基督在肉体的时候，他都需要被帮助。
In another chapter, we don't need to go there. It's Luke 22, similar chapter. Basically, Father sent angels to give him to help him.
那还有另一个经文呢，在路加福音的22章，大概讲就是，神呢差派了天使来帮助他。
And he sweat like drops of blood.
那当时他就流汗，那个汗就像血滴一样这样滴下来。
Because he had to struggle.
因为呢，他这样子的挣扎。
Between the will of the Father and also his flesh.
那就是在他天父的旨意跟他自己的旨意，就是自己想做的事情上在挣扎。
So you struggle between Father's will and your flesh.
那呢，你自己的肉体跟神的旨意，你们有挣扎吗
？Who does not? Raise your hand.
没有的，请举手。
So thank God we are all humans.
所以我们感恩，我们都是世人。
It is true, you know, like Jesus Christ even asked his disciples, "Could you pray with me?"
那你看，连耶稣基督他都请他的这个门徒跟他说，你能不能跟我一起祷告，在克西马尼园。
And our Lord said, "Is God God's son need a human to pray for him?"
可是你想，我们自己脑袋想，哎，这个神的儿子，他也需要我们人吗
？But Bible said so. Jesus at that moment he asked his disciple, "Could you pray and watch with me?"
可是呢，在圣经上就是说，在那个时候，他耶稣基督就是问他的门徒，能不能跟他一起警醒祷告
？He also said that you need to pray too because you are.Spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak.
他也跟这些人说，你要祷告，因为呢，我们的肉体，我们的是刚强，我们肉体是软弱的。
Yeah, so we all need the Father's help.
所以呢，我们都需要神的帮助，父的帮助。
You know, we need to thank God that Jesus go through this to be example that through the Holy Spirit, through the Father's help, we can overcome all this.
所以呢，我们有这个耶稣的例子，就是我们靠着神的帮助，我们就可以来胜过这一切。
And you know, brothers, sisters, you and I are not strong people.
你要知道，弟兄姐妹，我们都不是刚强的人。
Okay, Those ones you shake your head.
摇头的人，你是刚讲的吗
？Okay. So Bible said in the church, you know, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 1:26, said, we can turn to that, that verse. Basically, in church, God called many are not strong.
那我们翻到这个哥林多前书的第一章，这里讲到就是神的呼召的人呢，很多都不是刚强的人。
Chapter 1:26.
哥林多前书一章的二十六节。
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的也不多，有尊贵的也不多。
So in the church, you know, like most of us, we come to the church because we need help.
那大部分人来到教会就是因为我们需要被帮助。
Am I right?
是对的吗？是这样的。
We need the Lord Jesus.
我们需要我们的主耶稣基督。
However, sometimes we forgot.
但是有时候呢，我们就会忘记。
Forgot our calling.
忘记我们的我们呼召。
As I said, we need to give a hand.
刚才我说了，我们需要就是。拉别人一把。
But we need to be really, really alert.
但是呢，我们也要警醒。
So when we practice this, you know, to 扶持啊 to support each other, we need to be always alert.
那当我们就是去扶持别人的时候呢，我们要非常的警醒。
Because we have an enemy.
因为我们有一个仇敌。
You see, when God created man and woman, when He created woman, He said.What? Man is not good to live alone. So he created a woman. Basically for the woman to help man and the man of course to help a woman.
那他神创造就是男人女人的时候他创造完女人他怎么说他说这个男人独居不好所以我要创造一个女人来帮助他。所以他创造女人去来帮助。
If I were God, I would create a man. He's going to be live alone and very good.
如果我是神的话，我就只造男人就可以了。这个男人也会过得很好。
That is AI created.
Even God couldn't do that, so it's not possible.
哎，对 ，AI， you know，
就是那个人工智能都是这么做的。
It does not need anybody, no emotions.
啊，人工智能你也不需要，就是不需要别人，也不需要有情感。
You know, God created man. Man's weak.
神呢造了这个男人呢？这个男人是软弱的。
Oh.
All the man shakes.
Yeah. You see, the man need a woman.
所以你看，男人是需要女人的。
Bible didn't say woman need a man, but obviously he said man need a woman.
圣经没有说女人需要男人。
Oh, I'm not saying it's not written, it's not, but the first chapter, two chapters said man is not alone, not good to live alone, so he created a woman to help him.
但是那个创世纪前两章确实这么写的，说这个男人独居不好，神要造一个女人来帮助他。
So today I'm first of all, preach to brothers. You are weak.
所以我的话呢是先给男弟兄们说的，你们是软弱的。
Sisters, I don't know.
姐妹呢，我还不太确定。
So brothers, you are weak.
所以弟兄们，你是软弱的。
And you need help.
你需要帮助。
This is Bible said.
这是圣经上说的。
Okay. So we need to be alert.
所以呢，我们需要警醒。
那 in this day, because church is a place people need help.
那呢，在这个时候，这个时代呢，就是教会呢是给大家提供帮助的。
But sometimes we forgot our calling.
那有的时候呢，我们忘记了我们的呼召。
Sometimes we were tempted by the enemy and we fall into his traps.
那有的时候呢，我们就是受仇敌的诱惑呢，我们就掉到了他的陷阱当中。
Give you an example. I met many Canadian-born Christians.
那给你一个例子，我见过很多就是在加拿大出生的基督徒。
I said, why don't you go to church?
那我就问他们，为什么你们不去教会了呢？
Then he or she would say, you know, I'm judged. That place always judge me.
他们就说，哎呀，我去了那里感觉被论断。
Or I'm demanded.
我好像被要求。
Or the gossip.
他们喜欢就是传闲话。
You see, basically, as a church, we need to be alert.
所以呢，作为一个教会呢，我们要警醒。
Our calling is to have compassion with each other.
那我们的这个呼召呢，就是要彼此的，就是有存怜悯的心。
To cover each other's sins.
那呢，我们要彼此遮盖对方的罪。
You know, judgment belongs to God.
那你知道吗？审判呢是神的。
Don't you know that God already judged that person on his sin? You know, he already have problem, pain. That's a judgment, but he does not need us to judge. You know, judge even more.
那神呢？就如果一个人有罪的话呢，神已经来审判了。比如说他会有疾病，一些事情发生。但是我们作为人呢，我们不需要去就是审判这个人，这不是我们的工作。
Judgment belongs to the Lord.
因为那个审判的工作呢是属神的。
Even Jesus came, he said, "I come not to judge, but to save."
那甚至呢，耶稣基督说，我来呢不是来审判，是来救世人。
So God's purpose is to save.
那呢神的旨意呢是来拯救。
The final judgment belongs to the Lord.
那呢那个最终的那个审判呢是神的。
So, but sometimes we forgot.
但是有时候我们就忘记了。
You see, that's why now even Christians, our family, husband, wife, relationship with kids sometimes disrupted.
那呢甚至在我们的教会很多人的家庭当中呢，夫妻关系、孩子的关系都被就是摧残。
And even church is supposed to be a place for brothers and sisters to love each other.
那教会呢，应该是一个弟兄姐妹就彼此相爱的一个地方。
But sometimes the reality is not so.
可是呢，事实上好像并不是真的这样。
But being honest, I'm very thankful. Our church is very good, doing very good.
那我们感恩我们的教会在这一点上做得很好。
But we still need help, okay?
但是我们还是需要被帮助。
Today I will show you something.
那我今天呢要给你们分享一些东西。
To put some strong impression in your mind.
让你的就是这个记加深你们的记忆。
So what is this?
这是什么？
This is a clean, okay? This is clean, clean. This is a rat trap. The trap, 大老鼠。So why I do this? Because I had some properties. They have rats.
为什么呢？因为我有一些产业呢，上面有老鼠。
And I paid $900 every year, but they didn't do a good job. So I do it myself.
那我就花每年我花900块钱去来抓老鼠，可是那些人都抓不好，所以我自己去抓老鼠。
You know, I want to tell you, okay, how this works.
那我想。
So basically.You need to listen very carefully because we need to learn from rats.
那你要好好听，因为我们需要就是向老鼠学习。
Do you think you need to learn from rats?
你觉得你要向老鼠学习吗？
Okay. Basically, this thing is.
那这个东西是怎么运作的呢？
There's a tongue.
就有一个像就是舌头。
Basically, when you the rat touch the tongue a little bit, this thing is going to.
那就是碰到这个舌头这个部分呢，如果老鼠碰到的话，它就会关上，它就会夹住这个老鼠。
And what happens is there's a cup.
这边呢有一个像杯子一样的东西。
You put peanut butter.
你放这个就是花生酱。
Peanut butter is one of the best bait.
那这个花生酱是最好的一个诱饵。
Cheese is not really. That's in the books.
Cartoons. 那你放芝士呢，并不是。
Peanut butter is one of the best.
那花生酱是最好的诱饵。
It smells so good.
因为闻起来很香。
So you put the peanut butter into this cup, and then you put it here.
你把这个花生酱呢，就放在里面，然后你放在这个底下。
So you see, when you put it this way, and the Rat has to go from here and to eat.
那你想想，这个老鼠必须要就是进到里面去挖这个花生酱。
And then if his body or the, you know, the legs touch this, immediately he'll be caught.
那如果他的身体的任何部分呢，就是被碰到那个地方，他就会被夹住。
But why should we learn from the rat?
那为什么我们要跟老鼠来学呢？
I tell you, this is one of the best trap, but in theory you cannot trap any.
这个其实是一个最好的一个就是老鼠夹，可是在 theory 你一个都不会抓到。
If you just use peanut butter, they will lick all the peanut butter, but leave this untripped.
为什么？因为这个老鼠它可以把所有的这个花生酱吃完，但是它都不会被夹住。
You can only trap those ones in the countryside. You know, those countryside rats are more uneducated.
Sorry 是抓不到，但是你的乡下的老鼠也许你可以抓到。
So David caught a few rats in his backyard because his backyard is countryside.
那 David 在他的后院抓了几个，因为他后院的老鼠都是乡下来的老鼠。
I just let you know, in my house, if I put peanut butter there, put 10 times, every time he will lick off the peanut butter,Every drop will lick off, but this is on trip.
我家的老鼠就是每一次不管我装多少，它都吃完，全部舔完，但是它都不会被抓住。
Now what I want to say, first of all, the rats learn very fast from other people's mistakes. Because his brother was caught, died.
可能他的弟兄被抓了，被。
He knew this is a trap.
他就知道，哎，这是一个陷阱。
And then he's so tempted by the peanut.
可是呢，他还是就是非常想吃这个花生酱。
Oh boy, he did it.
所以
did it, avoid it.
他就做到了，可以就是不被，就是被这个抓住。
You see, he learned very fast first from other people's mistakes. Second, I want to say, he's very, very disciplined.
那我想第一呢，就是他非常快的学会别人的就是错误。第二呢，就是呢，他非常的就是节制，非常的就是纪律。
What does that mean? Basically.Do you know how he's going to lick the peanut butter inside here? Basically, he's doing this. Okay, the legs, front legs must be, you know, must not touch the tongue. His mouth is doing all the job.
那你想看他
And his legs is outside of the trap.
你想看他怎么吃
The rear legs, outside the front legs are doing this, and his mouth is touching this, but never touch the tongue.
那就是他吃的时候呢，他其他的四肢、他的手啊、脚啊都不可以碰到这个地方，只有他的嘴巴舔那个里。
You think about how much time for a rat to lick off all this peanut butter?
你想看这个需要花他多长时间，他才可以把这个
花生酱吃？I think at least 1 minute.
我想大概一分钟。
Maybe more.
可能更久。
But in that 1 minute or more, 2 minutes, he knows what he's doing.
那在那
，He will not say, "Oh, I'm tired."I need a rest. Oh.
那在这一分钟、两分钟里面呢，他就是必须保持那个姿势。他不会说：“哦，我太累了，我放弃了。”
You see, we humans, I'm today tired. I'm not going to the church.
我们人就是说：“哎，我今天太累了，我不去教会了。”
The rats know what he's doing.
但是老鼠知道他要做什么。
What he must not do.
他知道他们不应该做什么。
You see, basically in that few minutes, I don't know if rat take a break, but he will say he will make sure he will not touch that tongue.
那在这一两分钟呢，我不知道他会不会中间休息一下，但是呢，他就是一定他吃的时候他是不会碰到旁边的。
You see, this is a second his discipline.
那第二就是他的自律，他的呀自律。
Do we need to learn the discipline?
你想学自律吗？
Okay, third, he's using his brain.
那第三呢，就是他用他的脑袋哦。
Not just his feelings.
啊，不只是他的感受。
My friends, we Christians need to use our brain, not just feelings.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要用我们的脑子，不是用我们的感觉。
You see, many of us want our families members come to the church. Is that right to be saved?
那我们很多弟兄姐妹都希望我们的家庭家里的人能够来到教会，能信主。
But we go to our husband.And they said, oh, our church is bad. My pastor is not preaching well. That elder is, you know, his life, his spiritual life is a wreck.
那可是我们回家了，就跟我们的先生说，哎呀，我这个教会不太行啊，那个牧师讲到一点都不好啊，那个就是那个长老啊，他的这个生活就是一塌糊涂。
Do you think your husband will come to the church?
你觉得你的丈夫会来教会吗？
You see, Bible said it very clearly, you know, you need to know how to not to say things.
那圣经讲得很清楚，你要知道呢，不该说什么。
You know, rats know. If we know, we would say, we want our family members to come to church, we must let them have confidence in the church.You know, the Lord in the church.
那如果呢，我们希望我们的家人来到教会的话，我们必须要对我们的教会有信心。
So you see, we need to use our brain.
所以我们要用我们的脑袋。
Use the word of God.
用神的话语。
Another time, some people they come to the church talk about how their kids are not behaving.
那有另外一次，就是有一个人就来教会就说，哎呀，他的孩子怎么不听话。
I met a lot of young people. They said.This church is talk about me.
那我遇到很多这样的年轻人孩子，他就说，哎呀，这个教会的人都在讲我的坏话。
My mom did something there. Sorry, I'm talking about moms, but sometimes fathers too.
那我妈妈在这个教会说了我一些话，那我今天讲的是母亲，但是父亲有时候也会做哈。
So we pray, my son come to the church to be saved, but we.They said, no, that church, you know, they know the bad things about me.
然后这个母亲在那里一直祷告，哎呀，神啊，让我的孩子能够来教会吧。然后那个孩子说 no, 这个教会的人都知道我做的一些坏事。
So you see, the rats won't do that because rats will say, I need to do my job properly.
但是老鼠不会这么做，老鼠知道我要现在做好我的工。
You know, I'm not going to trip the trap.
那我不会就是来就是弄到这个机关。
Satan set a lot of traps for humans.
但是这个仇敌呢，为我们设下了各种的诡计，各种的机关。
Basically, to he's come to destroy, is that right? To kill, and
来杀害毁坏，来偷窃杀害毁坏。
And to steal,
偷窃。
But we forgot.
但是我们有时候忘记了。
You see, so third, we need to use our brain.
所以第三呢，
Always remember the word of God.
我们要用我们的脑子，要知道神的话语。
You don't just say things we want to say.
不要就是想到什么就说什么。
You see, Jesus Christ said one word. He said, "Yes is yes, no and no." One more word has come out of what?
仇敌，
Satan. Read your Bible.
那圣经上说，圣经耶稣说呢，你的话是就是，不是就不是。再多说一句，是来自于哪里呀？
But sometimes we said yes now, you know yes Bible said so but now I just want to say it.
有时候我们讲说，哎呀，是，圣经上是这么说，但是我现在就想说多一点。
But remember, Jesus said, one more word has come out where.
记得耶稣说的吗？再说多一句是出自于哪
？It is from Satan.
就是从魔鬼。
It's very important. It's not just the word for you to read.This is the truth. It is from Satan. If one more word,
那这个不是这个就是圣经上说的。如果你再多说一句，就是出于对仇敌。
Your son is playing video games in the night. In the morning, 11 o'clock didn't get up. You just say, "Son, get up! It's too late."
那你的孩子玩了一整天的这个游戏，然后呢，早上11点还不起床，你就说起床了。
But that word, don't say it.You are always lazy. That one more word is from the devil.
但是呢，接下来那句话你就别说了。你老是这么懒，一直这么懒，这个就是仇敌来了，不要说了。
Do you get it? So, but we humans, we need to use our brain.
所以我们作为人，我们用我们的脑子。
We need to discipline.
我们需要自律。
And also, we need to use the patience. The rat has a lot of patience.
那我们需要有这个耐心、忍耐。你看，这个老鼠都需要多少耐心才能吃到
？Because before I use the peanut butter, every time he lick it, no one drop is left. Just like this, it's so clean. I was so angry. The rat tricked me.
因为我以前放过很多很多这样的诱饵，但是每一次它都舔得干干净净，就像现在这样这么干净。我就很生气，我说这个老鼠骗了我。
So later on, I developed some other methods. I use the strings to wrap it around for the cup, so that when it use the teeth will be caught on the string. Somebody taught me this method.
那我后来我就是用更好的办法，就是呢绑一些绳子在这个就是线放在这个。花生酱就是他吃的时候呢他的舌头就被那个绳子缠住，然后就可以把它抓住。
But remember, rats have a strong learning ability. After his another brother died, he even has a way to deal with the strings.
但是你要知道这个老鼠是很聪明的，如果呢他的弟兄被抓了，他下一次他就知道怎么来解决这个绳子的问题。
Literally, the rats will put the strings, use the teethaside.
Wow.
I use one string aside. Serious. Especially if I color the string red, yellow, for sure he will put aside. White ones, I don't know, white ones will caught him. But I don't know why, but he will take the strings aside many times.
那呢就是他聪明到什么地步，就是他可以用他的牙齿把这些绳子都给弄出来，然后他再舔。所以呢，特别是有颜色的绳子，什么红的、绿的、白色的，不知道。
白色的就容易，it's easy.、
哦、白色
maybe the cotton without, I don't know, maybe the smell, maybe the color, I don't know. But if you use other color, for sure, he will take it out.
啊，白色的就比较好，但是呢，别的颜色是肯定的，他就会把它给抽出来。
Wow, strong learning ability, very very smart.
所以他有非常强的这个学习能力。
So now I.developed another method.
那我现在又有一个更好的办法来抓他们。
I don't know teach you because that's my pattern, right?
我不想现在教你，因为我要就是申请专利了要。
But anyways, you see, basically the enemy, Satan put traps in our family, our relationship between the parents and the children, between the brothers and sisters.
那呢，基本上来说就是呢，仇敌给我们卸下很多这样的陷阱，在我们的家庭当中，我们兄弟姐妹的关系当中。
But we need to learn from the rats.
但是我们要向老鼠来学习。
But I tell you the truth, by your own strength, you cannot do better than the rats.
但是呢，我跟你讲，就靠着你自己的能力呢，你不会比老鼠做得更好。
Do you believe?
你相信吗
？Yes.
Because the rats actually, God created some animals. They have their instincts inside. It's God given to them.
那你因为神呢创造了很多的动物呢，他自己里面就好像有一个律，有一个就是呀，一个律。
But God built that inside them, and they in a certain area they are very very skilled.
那神呢造他们呢，在某一个方面呢，他们是非常的有能力的。
Humans, God left them weak.
但是神呢，却让我们人呢是软弱的。
So that they can depend on God.
以至于我们呢可以来依靠我们的神。
Do you know that any ability of humans, there's animal has a stronger one.
你知道呢，我们人的就是所有的能力呢，都有一个地方某一个动物呢会强过我们。
Your eyes are good.The eagle's eyes much better than yours.
你觉得你眼睛很好用吗？鹰老鹰的眼睛比你更好。
Your smell is good. The dog's smell is much better than yours.
你觉得你能闻到味道吗？那狗的嗅觉比我们更好。
Oh, your strength is good. Many animals are better than you. You know, elephant and is much stronger than you.
那你觉得你很有力气吗？但是你也知道，很多动物都比我们强壮，像大象啊等等。
Oh, your thick skin is thick.
你的皮厚吗？
You know, the hippo.
啊，那个河马。
Hippo has a skin on the belly which is 2 inches.
那你河马肚皮上的这个皮呢，就有2英尺这么厚。
On the back is 4 inches.
在后背呢有4英尺。
That's why those lions, if climb on the back, the hippo has just continue to eat the grass.
你想看，如果那个狮子来要吃这个河马，根本就没有办法。河马根本就不会伤到河马，它还可以继续的吃草。
So humans are very weak, but God give humans.Ability is to think continuously. Okay.
但是呢，我们人其实很软弱。但是神呢，给我们一个能力呢，就是我们可以思考，不断的思考。
And we can choose, make choices.
而且呢，我们也可以能够来做决定，做决定。
Today we choose to be as smart as rats.
我们今天选择呢，像老鼠一样聪明。
But we need to depend on God.
但是呢，我们更要依靠我们的神。
Because we do not have that instinct as rats.
因为我们没有像老鼠一样的这个自身的这个
本能
呀。
So we need to learn.
我们需要学习。